Take your Bible, if you would, and turn to Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter number 21. Numbers, chapter 21. I have a thought on my heart I'd like to share with you. I would ask how many of you have ever been discouraged, but I already know the answer to that question, so I'm not going to ask that. Discouragement is something that, well, that we all encounter. All of us get discouraged. Now, some people get discouraged more than others. The Bible speaks about people in 1st or 2nd Thessalonians. I think it's 1st Thessalonians chapter 5 that, you know, you have to help the faint-hearted, those that are easily discouraged, and you come alongside of them and try to steer them in the right direction. But all of us face discouragement, and there's different reasons that we face discouragement. I want to read a verse of Scripture to you. We'll have a word of prayer. And I just want to speak to you from my heart a little bit about discouragement. You know, discouragement is very real. It happens. Sometimes it happens when you least expect it. Sometimes you know why it's happening. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's because of your disobedience. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just life. Sometimes it's, well, let's wait to see what the Scripture says here. In Numbers chapter 21, look if you would in verse number 4. Numbers 21, verse number 4. The Bible says, "And they," meaning the children of Israel, "journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way." And sometimes because of the way, we just get discouraged. And it just happens. But what do you do? What do you do when you get discouraged? Well, let's talk about this a little bit, and then hopefully I can just remind you. I'm probably not going to teach you anything. Listen, if you've been saved for any length of time, we know what we need to do. We know what we need to do. We just need to do what we know that we need to do. And we need God's help. We need God's help. Let's have a word of prayer, and I want to share some things with you that God has been speaking to my heart about. Father, thank you for the Word of God, and thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher. And Lord, I pray that the teacher would teach tonight, and I ask you to help me, and I yield myself unto you, Holy Spirit of God. Teach through me truths that would be a help to your people. We need your help tonight, and we just pray that you would help us. Help us, Lord, when we are discouraged, to encourage ourselves in you and to encourage ourselves in your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so the Scripture says here that they became discouraged. They were much discouraged. What's happening here? If you know anything about the history of this section of Scripture, you know that Moses is recounting some things that happened to the children of Israel as they were marching out and they were coming out of Egypt and they were going to Canaan's land. And while they were in the way, in the wilderness, the Scripture says here that some things happened. And I'm not going to go into detail with all that happened, but I just want to give you a little bit of background on how sometimes life can just pile up on us. All right? And I'm just going to give you just a little bit. Now, I understand who I'm talking about here, and I also understand who I'm talking to, okay? We're in a different situation in some ways, but we have to understand that the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 that these things were written for our examples. They're written to teach us. God gave us these accounts to teach us some things about life because as things happen in the lives of others, well, we can learn from them, in particular, the children of Israel. So I want you to look back, if you would, at chapter number 20. Chapter number 20, just turn back a chapter. And let's just kind of walk through a few things so we can understand when the Bible says, and hold your place here in chapter 20, let's look at verse number 4 one more time. It says, "And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom." It says, "And the soul of the people was much discouraged." I mean, they were, it's like, you know, really? Just, you know, when is this going to end? Like, it's just one thing after the other. Now, that can be discouraging when things just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. Now, sometimes when things happen and you have a little chance to rebound and you have a little chance to get your breath, but sometimes it just seems like things just keep coming and the battle just gets more fierce and the trials get more, they get longer and they get more intense. And you just have to, you have to bear up and you have to trust the Lord. And if you're not, it's very dangerous sometimes in times of trouble that we would faint. And so I want to try to help you not to faint. So chapter number 20, let's see what happens. So the Bible says in chapter number 20 of the book of Numbers, "Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried." Now this was a big hit, okay? I mean, this hit them hard. Miriam, if you'll remember, the sister of Moses and Aaron, and also a leader as far as in songs. Remember when they crossed over the Red Sea? Miriam was one who led the women in singing, and she was a staple. And so here's a staple in the congregation that has died. And the scripture says that she passed, and no doubt it affected the leadership, Moses and Aaron. I mean, it was their sister. And I believe it affected many of the people. And when there's a death, when there's someone in the congregation that passes and it affects the leadership or the membership, well, it can have an effect. But watch what happens. The scripture says in verse number 1, she was buried there and there was no water for the congregation. It's like, you know, no sooner are they mourning the death of a staple in their congregation that there's a need that arises. And the scripture says there was no water in the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. Now, these are the two men that's probably suffered the most at the death of Miriam. And so here they are struggling already, and the people are looking to them, hey, look, you know what? We still need water. And so they get this attitude, and the Bible says in verse number 3, the people chode with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And I mean, so the people's getting a little edgy, and there's hardship, and there's sorrow, and there's hurt. And then they begin to question their leadership in verse 4 and 5. Why did you bring us here? And it's not getting any better. Then if you'll notice in verse number, they're blaming others. You know, that's what happens sometimes when you get discouraged. You begin to blame others. It's Moses' fault, right? I mean, it's not our fault. It's Moses' fault. It's the leadership's fault. It's somebody else's fault. It's not me. And sometimes when we get down, sometimes we'll get discouraged. We start pointing fingers at others. We start accusing others. We start blaming others. And that's just, listen, you have to guard against that. And if you're doing that, you really need to check up, okay? And really need to evaluate. Now, I want you to notice how it changes here. Look, if you would, in verse number 6. The scripture says, "And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle, and they fell on their face." I mean, they took the right action. But the rest of the people, if you'll notice in verse 6 through 12, the scripture says that God said, listen, he said, here's what I want you to do. And you know this story. He said, I want you to go, and he said, I want you to speak to the rock, and the rock's going to give water. Well, Moses and Aaron, by this time, I mean, they were just at their end of their wits, and they were just so, they said, these people are rebels. I mean, and they struck the rock twice. And God told them, he said, well, that's going to cost you. So now when you're discouraged and when things are not going the way that you would like for them to go, and when people are requesting maybe more out of you than you think you have to give, and when things are piling up, be cautious about the way you treat situations. God is watching, and God is listening, and God still has expectations of us even when we're not at our best. Amen. And so we have to be cautious, and we have to, we have to keep our spirit in check. And so We know what happens here, and God told them in verse number 13 and 14, he said, listen, he said, you're not going to go into the promised land and because of what you did at Meribah. And that's in verse number 12 and 13. Now, you get down to verse number 14, Moses sent messengers. I really like this. Though God told Moses and Aaron, hey, you're not going to the promised land, they didn't pout and quit and say, well, you know, it's not our fault, like the people did. They just went right on, tended to their business. We've got a duty. We have a responsibility, and we have a people that we're responsible for, and God has put us on a journey. And so what did Moses do in verse number 14? He sent messengers from Kadesh into the king of Edom. And I'm not going to read this, but I want you to read it sometime. You've read it before, but I want to just remind you of what's happening here. So he says, listen, we want to pass through. It'd be easier for us if you would just let us make passage through your country. We'd like to just come through. Now, you know who the Edomites are, right? The Edomites are the descendants of Esau. Who were the enemies, the arch enemies, the sworn enemies of the children of Israel, who are, well, the sons of Jacob? And so we know this story, right? I mean, we see what's happening here. And so are you kind of getting a feel of what's happening here? So there's a death in the assembly, and then there's sorrow, and to add to sorrow, there's a lack of want and need, and people are getting kind of edgy and frustrating, and they're starting to blame one another, and their leaders are getting a little edgy and calling them rebels and striking things instead of speaking to things and not doing exactly what God said to do. And so things are getting a little sideways, a little out of kilter. And then Moses said, well, let's just move on. And he said, now I want you to, he sent some servants in verse number 1 of, verse number 14 of chapter 20. He sent messengers to the king of Edom. And he said, listen, he said, this is what I'd like for you to do. We're going to be passing through, and I'd like for you to give us passage. We're not going to take anything. We just want to come through. We don't want to pillage you. We don't want to fight you. We just want to pass through because, you know, we're tired, and he didn't go into all this, but I'm sure that was the reason for it. We'd really rather just go straight through. Now, if you'll go back to chapter 21 for just a moment and look at verse number 4, one of the reasons they were discouraged was because they had to compass the land of Edom. They had to go all the way around it. So we know the story, and we know the answer that the king of Edom told them and gave them. No, you cannot pass through here. And so Moses said, well, you know what? I want to be a peacemaker. I want to do right. So I tell you what. If we come through there and some of our servants get water or cattle get water, hey, we'll pay you. We'll pay you. We want to do right. We're not asking you for anything. We just want you to allow us to pass through there. And he said, no, not going to do it. Now, sometimes when you're discouraged, and I want you to listen to me very carefully. Sometimes when you're discouraged, you think nothing else could go wrong. And I kind of think that may have been, can't prove it, but I think that may have been about where Moses was. And he was thinking, well, you know what? We'll be kind to these Edomites, and we'll just say, hey, you know, would you just let us come on through there? And he'll probably say yes. And when you're expecting something to be some way and it comes back another way, it kind of adds to the frustration, doesn't it? I mean, you know, like, hey, we just want to pass through there. And no. Well, I will guarantee, I will stand good for it. If there's water drank, if there's something done, I'll stand good for it. No. As a matter of fact, verse number 21 of chapter 20, the Bible says, thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Wherefore Israel turned away from him, and the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Or. So, man, just when you thought, well, maybe we can get a break, maybe things can kind of pick up or take a turn, it gets worse. And the frustration is mounting. Sometimes when you get discouraged, that can happen. Am I right? It just seems like, you know, I maybe things will pick up. Maybe we'll get a break here. Maybe God will intervene. I mean, the tension's rising and things are happening. There's sorrow. There's hurt. There's hardship. There's, well, uncertainty. All kinds of emotions, and there's discouragement has set in. And so then the Bible says in verse number 23, so are you following what's happening? All right, look at verse number 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron of Mount Ur by the coast of the land of Edom, and said, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people. You say, well, what's that mean? That means he's going to die. I'm calling Aaron on out. And Moses at this time, and the people, by the way, are probably thinking, what is going on? And I just think their hearts were sinking. As a matter of fact, you read here where he did die, and there was a change of leadership, which probably added to the apprehension and probably to the uncertainty, you know, when there's a change in leadership. Moses was kind of the pastor, and I understand the priesthood, okay? But I'm just bringing it into today's, so we can relate to it. He was kind of the pastor, and so their pastor's sister died, now their pastor's dying, and they're getting a new one. And there's just a lot going on. You see why these people were discouraged? Now, it'd be very easy for me to say, well, I know why they were discouraged, because they were just a bunch of rebels who didn't want to do right. Well, that did have something to do with it. Okay? But now, before you get too hard on the children of Israel, you have to ask yourself, have I ever been a rebel who didn't want to do right? Amen? Have I ever just said, well, you know what, I'm not going to do that. Or I'm going to do it my way and not God's way. Or I'm going to blame someone else for the way things are happening in my life. It's the preacher's fault. It's Moses' fault. It's Aaron's fault. It's God's fault. They even said that. If you'll look at chapter number 21 in verse number 5, after they were discouraged, the people in verse number 5 of chapter 21, the people spake against God and against Moses. You know, I mean, it's really not good. And when you get discouraged, sometimes you can let your thoughts get out of hand. Sometimes you can allow your mouth, your words to get out of hand. Sometimes you can allow your spirit to get out of hand. And sometimes you can just get out of hand. And you just get in a bad place. And you kind of compound the situation. And so I think that's kind of the background that we have here. Now I'm going to show you one other thing before I bring this to a close. If you'll notice with me, when it says that in verse number 26 of chapter 20, the latter part of that says, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people and shall die there. And Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up to the Mount Hor and the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar, his son. And Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, now watch this statement, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. So sometimes when you get discouraged, your emotions are all over the place. Now here's a group of people that for 30 days mourned the death of their pastor, so to speak. And if you'll just kind of trace back, it hadn't been that long ago, they were blaming him, almost cursing him, saying, you know, you people brought us up out of that land, and you brought us out here, and would to God we'd have died with the brethren. Would to God this would have happened. And boy, some leaders you are. And now all of a sudden, flip, he's gone, and they're mourning. You know, if we don't get anything else from that, can I just really impress something on your heart? Let each of us try to appreciate what we have while we have it. Okay? You never know when it will be removed from you. You never know. And it's very easy to take things. It's very easy to take God. It's very easy to take God's resources, his blessings. It's very easy to take God's people for granted. Sometimes we get so used to God's goodness that we almost become critical when everything doesn't go our way. And I do believe that that's kind of part of what's going on here. They just became so critical. Their spirit was just so critical. They almost were like they felt they were entitled. They actually got to the place to where they were making up stuff. Now you be careful. When you get discouraged, you can exaggerate things and make up things that are not so to try to make it sound as though you have a reason to murmur and complain. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Notice, if you would, in verse number 5 of chapter 21. So here they are, after all this happened, they go on their journey. And I have to show you this. Look back at verse number 1 of chapter 21. This is, it's not funny. It's just like, wow. I'm sure they thought, okay, Aaron's dead. We have a new preacher, priest. We're probably going in the promised land now without incident. Look at the way chapter 21 begins. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. I mean, it's like, they were probably thinking, when is this going to end? We've been through death and sorrow and without resources, and it's just like one thing after another. And now we're just marching by the border, minding our own business, and here comes these people attacking us and taking our people prisoner. You ever feel like that? That's very discouraging. When you feel like I'm doing everything I can just to keep my head above water, and I'm getting attacked from every angle. Can I tell you, life is that way sometimes? And if you have any other thought that it's not, that if you just try to make yourself believe, well, nah, it's not that way. Yes, it is that way. Yes, it is. Sometimes life is just that way. And that doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Now, it may be that you're disobedient. I don't know your heart. You can be in God's will and go through some of the deepest trials you've ever been in your life. Not every storm is to correct you. Sometimes God will send things into our lives to perfect us, not to correct us. You do understand that, right? How many of you understand that? And so as you're here tonight, I don't know what you're going through. I have no way of knowing what you're going through. I just know this. I've been serving God long enough to know that God will allow trials. God will allow hardships. God will allow adversity into our lives. Now, God's not trying to discourage me. God is trying to teach me to depend on Him, to live by faith. God is trying to help me to have patience for the journey, just like He was doing these people. Hey, can I tell you that if you're fortunate enough, if you're blessed enough, your journey's going to be long. You're going to need patience for it. And if everything just goes the way you want it to, you're not going to have much patience, because tribulation worketh patience. And so God is going to allow some things in your life to help you to have patience, to help you to have understanding, to help you to trust Him in the hard places of life. And so if you get discouraged, you need to learn some things about God. And I'm going to give you those in just a moment. Let me give you this here of how if this could be what would happen. So you're at this place. Here they are. All right, you following now? We're finally made it to chapter number 21, verse number 4. So they're going along. They did not get to go through. They didn't get passage through Edom. They had to come past. They had to go around it. And they are discouraged, much discouraged, the scripture says. They are tired mentally, physically, emotionally. They've had death. They've had need. They've had sorrow. They've had conflict. They've had all kinds of things go on. And they're discouraged. And the scripture says in verse number 5 that the people spake against God and against Moses. Notice what they said. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? And there is no bread. Well, that's not true. That's not true. They did have bread. They just didn't like the bread. As a matter of fact, it says in verse number 6, no it doesn't, it says in verse number, let me find it here, number 5, the latter part, our soul loatheth this light bread. We have bread, we just don't like the kind we have. You see, when you get discouraged, you have to really guard your spirit, your attitude. I have to guard against my attitude becoming sour. And I have to guard against a bad spirit, a wounded spirit. And so here they were exaggerating things. You ever done that? You ever had a pity party and tried to make things worse than what they really were? And you knew that what you were doing, but it just, I don't know, it just made you feel better about complaining if it sounded worse than what it really was. We're kind of broke that way, aren't we, brethren? Amen. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, God had mercy on them. He did. Now, he sent the fiery serpents, and you know the occasion here. You know what happens. They get bitten, and he says, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have mercy on you, and I want you to construct this serpent of brass, and if you'll look, you can live, right? And so God made a way. Now, what am I to learn from this? And I want to give you some things. I hope that you will write this down. Can I tell you that when you get discouraged, when I get discouraged, I need to have the attitude of Job. Now, you know this verse, Job 23. If there was ever a man that could have been discouraged and was discouraged, Job was the man. Job said this in Job 23:10, but he knoweth the way that I take. Aren't you glad God knows the way? You see, I like that because, and I chose that scripture because of what it says here in verse number 4. Look at two times it mentions the way, and they journey. Look again at verse number 4. And they journey from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Can I tell you, God knows the way that you're in right now. God knows that way. He knows exactly where you are. He knoweth the way, Job said, that I take. And he said, and when I am tried, I shall come forth as gold. God's going to have mercy. God's going to teach you something if you'll allow him to, if you'll trust him, if you'll stay in his word, if you'll humble yourself in his presence, if you won't indict him and accuse him, but open yourself up to receive ministry from him. That's what I need to do, and that's what you need to do when we get discouraged. We don't need to quit stuff. I can't tell you how many people just lay out of church. They quit church. They just quit church. Don't quit church, ever. But certainly don't do it when you're discouraged. You need this place. You need ministry. You need to minister to someone. You say, well, how can I minister to someone when I'm discouraged? Do you think that as a pastor that I quit ministering to people when I get discouraged? That cut my ministry almost in half. You don't quit ministering to people when you get discouraged, do you? I hope not. Can I encourage you to do something? When you're feeling low, when you're feeling worthless, when you're feeling like that nobody cares, you be the one that cares. You look for someone to help. Find someone. Just find someone. Maybe an aged person. Maybe a young person. And go to them and tell them, I'm very proud of you as a young person, and I pray for you. Now, you have to mean it from your heart. Or I'm going to start praying for you. Maybe you haven't been. So I'm going to start praying for you. And just try to find someone to help. It will lift your spirits. It will do you good to do someone good. It sure will. Stay in the Bible. Stay in the Word of God. Encourage yourself as David did in the Lord. Talk to him. Tell him your trouble. Don't be afraid to tell God how you feel. He already knows. He just wants you to tell him. God, I'm hurting. God, I'm low. God, I need you. I need you to do something in my life. I'm discouraged, Lord. I'm weak. And you may hear God whisper to you something like he whispered to Paul. Paul, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. It's not all a bad thing that you realize you're weak. Now I can go to work in your life. Did you know that these same people, I'm not going to turn there, you know the story. These same people, when they got up to the promised land, because of their unbelief, Moses had sent the spies in. You know the story. They came back, and boy, Caleb and Joshua said, let's do it, man. We can do this. Our God's great. And the others said, oh, boy, we're like grasshoppers in their sight. We can't do this. And so because of their unbelief, they didn't go into the promised land. And God said, no, you're not going to go in. But when you read a little further in that same chapter 13 and 14 of this same book, Numbers, you'll find where they said, we're going to go fight. And Moses said, no, don't do that. God's not going to go with you. And they said, we're going to do it. We can do this. And Moses said, you're messing up. God has said, don't do it now. You remember that, brethren? Remember? If you need refresh, please read Numbers 13 and 14 tonight. And they went and they were soundly defeated. Soundly. You know why? Because God didn't go with them. Because he had told them there's a price to pay for your unbelief. And so sometimes when we get discouraged and we do some things we shouldn't do, or we have attitudes we shouldn't have, we need to get in tune with God and then wait on God to tell us what our next step would be. Don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead of God. So let me give you some things I hope will help you. Number one, stay in the Word. Stay in the Word of God. Number two, pray. Simple things. Just pray. Tell God how you feel. Just tell him, God, I'm weak. God, I'm angry. God, I have resentment in my heart. I'm bitter. I'm hurt. God, I've been hurt. And that hurt is turning into bitterness, or that hurt is turning into resentment or anger because I don't understand. Tell God. Open your heart to the Lord. You may need to get a prayer partner, someone you trust, someone that you know that you can talk to and say, listen, I just want you to agree with me and pray with me about a matter. Be in church. Don't lay out of church. I cannot tell you how church has helped me through times of discouragement. It has helped me about as much as anything I could mention to you. I come to this place and I'm discouraged and people would never know it. Now, maybe you would. And then I see Brother Bruce back there, and I'm encouraged. I see Brother Larry back there, and I'm encouraged. I see Brother Cliff and Sister Diane, and I'm encouraged. I see Brother David Thompson, and I'm encouraged. I see Brother John Shiflett, and I'm encouraged. I see Jimmy and Sherry, and I'm encouraged. I could go right around this room. You know what I'm talking about. You come in here and you feel like, man, it's bad. I'm struggling. And then you get to looking around, or somebody walks up to you, and God just reminds you. Remember what you were praying for them about? They're standing the test. You can too, son. Amen. You can too. Stay in God's house. Exhort one another. Edify one another. And then the last thing I would encourage you to do is find someone to minister to. Don't let your discouragement stop you from ministry. Now, you may not be able to go at it as you once did. Listen, I know what it is to be discouraged. I know what it is to be discouraged. All right? And you say, well, I didn't think preachers got discouraged. Well, you don't understand. Preachers get discouraged. You do know why Moses struck the rock twice, right? It wasn't so he could teach God a lesson. It was because he was so angry at those people. And he said, they're rebels. And he just, his discouragement got the best of him, and he lashed out. I've been guilty of that. I don't want to do that. If I do anything outwardly, I want to reach out and help someone, not lash out and hurt someone. And so would you follow these simple instructions? Are you discouraged? Are you? If you are, God knows your way. God knows where you are. He says, I know when you're passing through the rivers of water. I know when you're passing through the fire. I know what way you take. And I will never leave you nor forsake you. And God will never leave you nor forsake you either. Isn't it wonderful to be God's child? It's the best thing I know. I want you to stand with me. And perhaps you are a little discouraged tonight. I don't know. God laid this message on my heart for a reason. If for nothing else, maybe I needed to revisit some of these scriptures because I get a little discouraged sometimes. And God needed to remind me, son, I'm with you. I've never left you. Not going to. Just stay true. Just stay true. Stay solid. Stay founded. Stick by the stuff. Don't quit now. Don't quit. You say, preacher, it's piling up. It just seems like it's one thing after the other. I know. I know. It does that way sometimes. It just does. I can't explain it. I can't explain God. I can't explain why God allows things like that. I know this, though. I know that all things work together for the good to we who do love the Lord and we who are the called according to His purpose. God has your best interest, my best interest in mind, and He wants to do these things for our good and His glory. Let's bow our heads together. Now, I realize tonight I didn't preach at you much, but you know what? I told you what was on my heart. And I just believe that there's some people here tonight that are discouraged. And I hope you know how much God loves you. I'm glad that God's love is everlasting and that He loves us with an everlasting love. I'm glad that He loves us with an unconditional love. Now, He loves you that way. And if you're discouraged, He wants to help you through that time. He wants to strengthen you. And He wants to bring you through on the other side. You know where those people ended up at? Those discouraged people? The promised land. There's a blessing at the end of the way. And don't you forget that. They were discouraged in the way, but there was a blessing in the end of the way. There's a blessing for you too. Stay faithful. Father, thank You for the Word of God. God, help us in times of discouragement to look to You, to look to our Lord Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. Strengthen our faith in times of weakness, in times of discouragement, in times of adversity and trial. And God, as You try our faith, I pray that we would come forth as gold, purified, stronger, better, closer unto You. Help the discouraged tonight. God, I pray You would help someone that is discouraged. Encourage them. Help them to take notice of what has been said and to have hope that You know their way, You know where they are, and You will bring them through to the other side. Help them to trust You through the trial and in the discouragement. Get glory to Your name, we pray in Jesus' name.